Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Soul Power Live presents Embracing Love Retreat. It's a wellness event to inspire women to embrace your most important treasure, you. This two-day event will include therapeutic massage, a concert, healthy living presentations, exhibitors, and more. So much more fun, November 15th through the 17th at Dolce Atlanta Peachtree, 201 Aberdeen Parkway, Peachtree City, Georgia. For more information, soulpowerlive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you all. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in, for showing up for your appointment with your soul, with your goodness, with your godness. Thank you for saying yes to life as we collectively come together and create a movement. Raising boys to men. But we're no good. That's right. We're no good if we don't know who we are. Let's start there.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, we are, but sometimes we forget every now and then because of what happened in the past, what parents didn't do, what society didn't do. So let's come together and forgive. State of man, I have forgiven.
I know your history.
just have to really restrain myself with that song because I can't help but rocking it out in here. I Have Forgiven, State of Man. That is a true story. The story of a man known as John Stringer, where he had to look at his life and his relationship with his father and realize that some things he's got to let go of as he embraced the idea of doing love rather than just what you say. To find out more about State of Man, their website address is stateofmanmusic.com. The title of that song is I Have Forgiven. So let me throw that question to you all of you. Is there an area in your life where you need to forgive? You need to forgive your father, your mother, your grandparent, your wife, your husband, your ex, your children. But most importantly, have you truly forgiven yourself? That's the question. Because you can't give what you don't have. And you only get to keep what you give away. So if there are areas in your life where you're not forgiving yourself, you end up projecting that on others. And sometimes you might even project it on your children, your nieces, your nephews. Well, we're going to talk more about that. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and where change is inspired. And that inspiration can help but assist you in making a difference. We know that you make a difference because you exist, but we want to support you to live life fully, to be more, to be the healing medicine, to be a healing prayer for somebody, to be that space and that place where a young man, a young woman can see the light that they are, because you know who you are and you're able to raise their vibration, that they have no choice but to honor themselves. Even if it's just a smile or a compliment rather than a frown or shaking of heads. Yes, 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 you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And I Am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And I say yes to what wants to come through. I say yes to this moment. And I thank you all for being here. My guests are lining up. Well, they're not really my guests. They're my brothers. They're my friends. But maybe to you they might be guests. But you know what I mean. So if I say guests, I mean my brothers, my friends. Men who are doing their own inner work. So we have, you know, we have grandfathers. We have fathers. We have brothers. They're all here to share their story. Let me welcome everyone on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. Glowing Gooch, thank you. Mwalimu, Antoine, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Joe Kelly's on the line. He's in the chat room. He's everywhere, evenly present, because that's how we do. That's how he does it. He could be everywhere, evenly present. Those of you listening on the archive, thank you for tuning in. And, of course, we want to thank and welcome our Within Radio listeners. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's take an announcement because we've got so much to cover in so many amounts of time. They said time is an illusion, right, so we can stretch it. Of course it is. Now let's go to Celeste. Let's see if she is dancing with time and trying to work things out. Celeste, how are you?
I'm great, Life Coach, today. Excited to get the show started as well. So I'm going to jump right into your announcements, okay?
That sounds good to me.
Wonderful. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday to Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today and our wonderful panel of guests can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create it in posting because we really want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in an email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. If there's a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of November is living from a consciousness of plentitude. And we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, get ready for Reverend Deborah Johnson and J.D. Messenger. They'll be stopping by the studio, joining Life Coach Today for consciousness-expanding conversations. You don't want to miss it. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Umbasa Safera for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which airs on the last Wednesday of the month. And be sure to join me on Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. For more info about all these amazing shows, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. You will find a calendar and a listing. Did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to InspireBroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with Aday and Ifa Roche on 12radio.com. Life Coach Aday is hosting a musical show full of R&B, soul, Brazilian, rock, and much more. Don't let the soul train depart without you on Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. You can also catch an encore presentation of the Sounds of Soul tonight on 12radio.com starting at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific. Finally, we have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we will send you a brand new hot off the presses, MP3 guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. I've been getting in alignment since taking the journey. Experience it for yourself. To make a donation, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show fan like page or the Life Conversations radio fan like page on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate you. And when you're around your cat, you need to keep your voice down because she does talk and she's like, can you be quiet? I'm trying to chill. Like,
my baby loves my voice. She wants to join the conversation. You better act like you know. You know we got guests disguised as brothers up in here, but don't get hurt in your own house, Okay, I'm done.
Okay, well, all right. Just tell her to call 347-426-3346. Okay, she has anything to say. Thanks, Celeste.
See you shortly. Bye.
All right, bye. Woo, we got people got questions on the phone line already, and we got the brothers in the house. Yes, let's do this and get ready to bring them on. And for regular listeners, you will know that Kasembe, Ashende, and Don Wolf are now they're regular enough. I mean, we haven't signed any agreement yet. You know, I can't book it. I'm trying to catch up with their attorneys and stuff, but they won't meet with me. But, you know, we're trusted process. We're not trying to track any con here, so we don't need no contract. But the intention is to bring Ashende, Kasembe, and Don Wolf every month to talk about different topics. And if you want to find out about the other topics we've talked about, just go into the archive, as Celeste told you about. And today we have another brother joining us. His name is Joe Kelly. He's Joe Kelly. His nickname is the Dad Man. He's the author of so many books. I'm going to bring them on, and let's see. Let me bring on Joe Kelly first. Let me bring on Joe Kelly, because I want to get to a lot here. People are calling in and ready for questions. Hello, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back again. So are you hearing me through Skype or the telephone?
I don't know if you're calling on the phone, but I went to your Skype number.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
So you're hearing me.
You
okay.
Sound good.
All right. Excellent. Good. I just want to make sure I'm connected. That's all.
Yes, you are connected. You're tuned in, turned on, then tapped in.
Okay.
Let me bring on Kasembe. Kasembe, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm wonderful, Brother Ade. How are you, man?
I am very well. Grateful to have you here. And let me go to Ashende. Hello, Ashende.
Greetings, my brother. How is all?
Life is good. It's getting better.
Oh. Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Great.
Yes, I can. Now, let's go to Don Wolf, but I can't help but do this. Hello, Don Wolf. How are you doing, sir? I can't help it. I just love doing the voice.
Good.
Greetings in the name of the great I am, Jah Rastafari, ever living, ever loving.
Jah Rastafari. Welcome, welcome, my brother. So what I'm going to do here is just a short bio on the brothers, actually a one-liner. Kasembe Abena, he's a certified Reiki master, energy worker, empath, and a channeler. Ashende Among is a practitioner for the Center for Spiritual Living. He's an urban mystic and a soul-filled artist. Joe Kelly is the author of Dads and Daughters. I knew that. That's one of his books. Then there's is it the Idiot's Guide to what is it, Joe? Help me.
Well, there's two of them. The Idiot's Guide to Being a New Dad and the Idiot's Guide to Pregnancy for Dads.
But I know you're not saying man the idiots. You're just saying the simple approach.
It's the company that has the idiot's guidelines. I out of my hands. I object to it every time, but you know what can I do?
I understand. And Don Wolf. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh no, go ahead.
Don Wolf, aka Gregory E. Woods. He's a musician, a writer, social activist, and keepers of stories. So I brought my brother here today because this is a topic that's been coming up for me personally and things that I see, and listeners have brought it up too. But today, so we want to, you know, have some conversation, and it's not that we haven't learned to raise boys to men, but I feel, and the brothers here feel the same way from some of the conversations we've had, is we need to start doing things differently. So what I'm going to do now is, first of all, tell you we have roughly about 60 minutes to have this conversation. So I want you to bring your best answer And but in the shortest way, but not too short, if you know what I mean. So just listen in when you start feeling that inner tap to say, okay, wrap it up, do that, because we got people calling in, and I want us to actually get to as many people and just cover a lot of ground. And I love the fact that we can hear the babies in the background, because we need the babies, we need that love. So what I'm going to do, the first question I really want to ask, I just want to find out where you guys are when it comes to the area of young boys and boys to men, and the men in your life, the boys in your life. What is the current state of affairs as you see it? Let me go to Ashande.
Okay, can you repeat the question, Ade?
So what is the current state of affairs with boys and men as you see it right now? What do you see needs to change? What can we do differently? What when you look at young people, when you look at men, how men are showing up in relationships, what comes up for you?
Love. Love, love, love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love is needed more to be expressed, to be shared, to be nurtured, and more so now than ever.
So let me ask you.
More
when
so
you,
now
when
than ever.
When we unpack that, what do you see that makes you feel like, well, we need more love? What are the things that you're seeing? Let's call it, like Iyanla Van Zandt would say, let's call it seeing the thing.
Well, there's a disconnect between just men being open, or boys just being open with each other, with their own emotions, with their own dealings of what they're going through. So many things are being held in. Not being expressed, fears to express themselves adequately. And so I think all of that is just bound up in that love thing.
Mm. Yes.
And so, you know, as we push our boys to become quote unquote productive citizens, I think there's a drive for that even more so now, since we live in such a materially based society, that I know for a fact I don't see much love being shared as a way to just navigate through society. It's just more like get yours, don't worry about the other. You know, get your stuff together, get your thing together, no matter who you hurt, you know.
Right,
and
right,
then
right.
Worry about the rest.
Upon. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can deal with that later. All right, let me go to Don Wolf. Don Wolf, what do you see right now? What's the current state of affairs when it comes to boys, when it comes to even parenting, just helping us, you know, how you see it?
The short answer is, I always feel their potential. It happens every time I see them, I'm in their presence, I'm walking down the street. I feel their potential and what they can do and that youthful energy. My second reaction is I always see what's lacking. And the biggest lack that I see is the disconnection between these young men and the generation above them. The third thing that I see is the fear that many men have in them that keeps them from engaging the young men. And the fourth thing is the anger that the men, young cats, express because they have created fear in adults and have asked me a few times, how is it, as young as we are, why are we making old people afraid of us? And they resent it. And then the fifth thing is in seeing all those things, every young man I meet, the Spirit let me come stand in my face or in my circles, I always hear their stories. And I always, when I hear their stories, I get answers to give to them. That's the short version. How'd I do?
You did good. You did very good.
I've been practicing on the short verse.
And, you know, because I'm going to go to Joe in a minute, but, you know, the things that you brought up, this whole thing about disconnection, Shande talked about that. fear, and then the disconnection in generation. So I want us to be able to, I mean, even if we have to continue this conversation next month or in January, because this is not a one-time conversation. Bill Kelly, current state of affairs right now, as you see it, when it comes to boys, when it comes to boys developing into men. Joe?
Oh, yes, sorry. I thought you were still talking.
No, I was waiting for you.
No, okay. I think, you know, I think the biggest thing is we have really bad habits in this culture. Mm. And that the vast majority of us have still not woken up to what those habits are. You know, and I think the worst of them are the habits of believing and acting on the belief that men don't really have much of a role in families, in terms of nurturing families, you know, being partners in raising children, being challenged as you know, and embracing the challenge of expanding as human beings because of the experiences we have as men in families. I think another really major problem is the pornification of our culture, how mainstream have become really sick messages about sexuality and therefore about relationships and about intimacy. I think another major problem is how dominant and widespread marketing has become in our culture. Mm-hmm. That it's like you can't go anywhere without being assaulted by advertising and marketing. And I think that really eats away at our ability to be human and, you know, immerses us in this swamp of believing that material things are more important than spiritual things, and that meaning and happiness can be found through stuff rather than through knowing our inner lives and reaching out for connection with others.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's go to Kasembe. Kasembe, your overview, your perspective, your point of view.
Well, I first have to agree with everything that these brothers said. Really, each and everyone had valid points to that, and so I just want to try and add to that. You know, I think that it is it's definitely a corrosion of whatever cultural base that these young men are coming from, or the connection to that, I should say. It's a connection, it's an erosion to the core base that they have. You know, it takes a village to raise a child, and I think that concept has been largely abandoned. and I think that people are still expecting society at large, meaning mass media, the government, et cetera, to you know, properly raise our youth. And, you know, there's in some ways that it helped, but mostly they failed us. So we need to take that back into our own hands. I definitely think that it's almost as if parenting has become a proper parenting has become a lost art. And there is no guidebook. There is no rule book. Although I'd be interested to read your book, Joe Kelly. But, you know, so it's difficult, no doubt about it. I don't have children, but I have friends who have children, and it's difficult, and I respect parents. I respect what they do, and I hope to, you know, be one soon myself sometime in the future. But I think that we have to get back to that, and I think that our young men are starving for love. They're starving for finding their way in terms of relationships. They're starving for finding their way in terms of, you know, what does it mean to be a spiritual person? What does it mean to have a spiritual life? They're starving for, you know, some direction in terms of career. And there's really this push and pull between getting to know thyself and then what society blasts to them, as Joe said, in terms of
you know, mass media and get a quick fix and get, you know, get this whole MTV, McDonald's, fast food generation, there's a lot that's coming at them. And, you know, the anger, the fear, all that wrapped into one, it's a lot. And it cannot be done. We cannot save our boys without first coming together as a community and particularly parents. We can't do it. We can't do it alone. It's too much. It's too much. And they need us. They really, really need us. And they need that connection, that reconnection to elders. That's huge.
Yeah.
I definitely want to come back to that connection to elders, because I believe in what I see sometimes. There's some elders who don't even see themselves as elders. They don't even respect their own role, so they want to just blend in or just be left alone. But we're going to talk about that down the line. I want to kind of That's what I'm talking about. When they want attention, they ask for it.
That's my grandson, who's over here visiting, and he's learning to walk, and he fell down.
Oh, wow. Oh, no. But that's very symbolic. You know, that's very symbolic.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Still learning to walk, and we're falling down. Now, and because your grandson asked me to come to you, Joe, I want to talk about it. You're a grandfather, and I'm not sure if Don Wolf is, but I would ask him. But you're a grandfather. I know you have two daughters. Where did you get your information? How did you know how to raise your children? Where did you fail at, and what are you improving now with your grandchildren?
Well, I have to tell you that as I had daughters, and it was a marvelous experience. Raising daughters, and I feel like it opened up a whole part of myself that I didn't have access to before. You know, experiencing how females develop and how they experience the world, and felt like the things they demanded of me were things that had never been demanded of me before. And so when I learned that my daughter was having a son, I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with a boy? You know, I was really afraid. And I think, you know, a lot of it was the fear of how difficult it is to raise a boy in today's culture in a way that's good for him. And, you know, as I look back at where did I get what I learned, I think, like most parents, I got it from the mistakes that people made in my life and the wisdom that people conveyed to me, even when I didn't know they were conveying it. I think particularly of one of my grandfathers was a wonderful example of very, very conservative man, and deeply religious, and was adamant about living by the principles of the Sermon on the Mount. you know, he transmitted that to me by his example. My father, who had many problems.
Your father.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Your grandfather, who wanted to live by the Sermon on the Mount, transmitting that to you, was that an easy process for you, or was it challenging?
There were times where it was really challenging because he would challenge me. But most of the time, you know, I wasn't conscious of it. He taught me an incredible lesson when my wife and I got pregnant before we got married. And he called me up to tell me that he was disappointed in me for having done that. And he said his piece, and that was it. And he never mentioned it again. It never interfered with his relationship with me or with my wife or with my children. He was completely open with us. That was such a wonderful lesson to take responsibility for believing what I believe and speaking to it, and then not letting that poison or damage relationships in any way. It was just amazing.
Wow. And you were going to say something about your father?
Oh, just that my father, you know, he had a lot of problems. He died of alcoholism. He was a mess in many ways, but he was always physically affectionate with me and my sisters and said, I love you. So I came into adulthood not realizing that it was unusual for men to be affectionate with one another. That was an incredible gift.
Oh, wow.
That's it. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Today's theme, today's conversation is around raising boys to men, raising boys to become responsible adults and preparing them for the adventures and the twists and turns of life. And the theme for the month is living from a consciousness of plentitude, because it's not just about money, it's about harmonious relationships. So I have my friends here, Joe Kelly, who's an author, Don Wolf, the keepers of stories, spiritual activist. We have Ashande, who is a soulful, soul-filled artist, a spiritual activist. And we have Kasembe as well, a Reiki master, empath, a channeler. So I have brothers who are spiritually grounded and are not afraid to share their stories, share themselves, that we may all grow together. If you have any questions or comments, thoughts, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Antoine, I see you. I'm going to come to you in a minute. Let me go to Don Wolf. Don Wolf, are you a grandfather? I know you're a father, but I don't know if you have grandchildren.
I have grandchildren, yes. Four.
Okay, so
five,
tell us your...
including one of them died.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So tell us your story. What did you learn? And how did you learn to be a father? What did you learn, you know, just your experience and what you, you know, the, maybe the mistakes you made when you were raising your children and the things that you're maybe correcting now as a grandfather?
I have two girls, two boys. The girl, like Joe, changed my whole world. And I had, when my firstborn, Janvier, Danielle is her name. When Janvier was born, I remember holding her because, in answer to your question, Janvier immediately brought changes, plural, to me, and she gave me two questions when I held her. One was, how do I protect this little girl from all of the predators in the world? And the second question, how do I change, how do I protect this little girl from what I believe about women? And I'm standing there, and it felt like this is what Janvier was asking me. Well, that changed me, particularly the second question, because the first question to answer was easy, because I grew up in that. All the men I knew, father, grandfather, men of the church, they were all protectors. They were manly men. I had all that down. But the second question changed me. And just like Joe, when I had, he had a grandson, I had the boy for some reason scared the bejeebies out of me. And because he had a little tallywhacker. I didn't know what to do with it. And I was afraid. I told Renee, I said, I'm not changing his diaper. Why? He's got a little tallywhacker. He keeps staring at me. He's making sounds. It looks like a little me. It was just the strangest shock to my thinking. So Renee, there's something very profound. And Renee, before Lemuel, his name is Lemuel. Actually, his whole name, which took me 3 weeks of listening to get it, is Sir Lemuel Elliot Abiade. And Lemuel taught me how to name him. Of the thing, there's a lot of things I learned from him. But Lemuel, as my firstborn son, taught me just focus on his name. Took me 3 weeks to give him a name. I'm in the forest. I'm talking to the creatures, the little people, et cetera, et cetera. And the name, the three names I gave him have everything that I wanted to give him as a father is in my son's name. So that I told him when he got older that when this name, if ever I should die before you want me to, everything I've given you is in your name. So my son taught me how to condense many concepts into play for father-son exchange. So a long story made extremely short, my son is becoming a man among men. He's only 30-some years old. I'm deeply proud of him. And so each of my children were constantly teaching me. So by the time my first grandchild came, was a boy, Elijah, I was stunned because Elijah embodied the spiritual lineage that comes down through the women in my family. And I immediately knew exactly who that boy was. I knew why he came into the world, and I knew exactly what to give him. It was as clear as reading a book. Mm. So the changes of a father for me have been the unfolding of an evolutionary. It's been like an evolution. It's forever unfolding from the fold, as C.S. Lewis said. It's a door that opens to another door to open to another door where the room has multiple doors and just keeps unfolding. So fatherhood is a many splendid thing, and there's mystery to it. There's play with it, and there's magic to it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Yes,
indeed. Can I jump in? Can I jump in
sure.
with something?
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing in what I just heard that I wanted to speak to was that the idea of if I should die before you want me to. One of the things that has really come to me in my decades of working with fathers, and particularly with talking to people, to men and women about their fathers, is what is really clear to me that I think most men don't understand is that you are your child's father until the day your child dies. That we are continually influencing them, whether we are present to them or not.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not taking advantage of our presence, you know, if we're not being intentional and positive in how we assert our influence, we are not just shortchanging our kids, we're shortchanging ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we're leaving we're leaving them alone in some deeply profound way for the rest of their lives, long after we're underground.
Yes, yes, indeed, yes, indeed. Let me go to Ashande. Ashande is a young father, and you can take that any way you want. But he's a young father, and and when I say you, always I'm talking to the listeners or anybody that's like, "What do you mean, a young father?" But I want to get your story and, you know, your experience. Joe and Don Wolf just shared their story and what they learned and the idea, how scared they were and what they had to, you know, just trying to navigate this parenting. What was your experience like from what you learned and what you have to learn from your children and what you have to allow your, what you have to surrender to? What was that experience like for you?
Well, for one, I am still learning because I have young children. my son is 5 and my daughter is 14 months. So I'm still learning. It's still a process. But since we're talking about boys, for my son, I went through the single parenting stage until I met my wife. And so she helps out with me a lot, which is very good.
When you say she helps out, what do you mean? What do you mean she helps how? What do you mean she helps with that?
She helps with that, you know, takes that pressure. So it's not just me anymore. It's like a dual parenting thing. And But when it was just me and him, there was a lot of shifting had to happen very rapidly because it was something I did not expect. And all of those, I call them, you know, all of them are, except for one, are in the ancestor realm right now, but they are like sages sent to me from spirit. You know, now I'm seeing that. But at the time, who knew? Because all of that stuff they imparted on me just coagulated into like a super thing, you know. So I just showed and proved. When it happened, people were shocked, like, wow. We didn't know you had it in you because, you know, I was having fun. You know, I had women. It was wine, women, song. That was my life. You know, just work, wine, women, song, play, and all of that stuff. And so when that happened, I just dropped it all and went into this father thing. And so what I came from, that was just grace, you know, just surrendering to grace and trusting in God activating as me, you know. Mm. So I had to stop being me. And so that meant I had to forgive, do a lot of forgiving, you know, forgiving my old man. You know, because there are things I couldn't go to him about because he never was in my realm. So, you know, I had to go into that concept. Okay, I got to forgive that. So I can I can be this father that I'm supposed to be. And I had to forgive my son's mom because I, as the brother Don Wolf was bringing up, I see my son's mom in him. You know, you're talking about, so I see that a lot of those energies that she kept. So I had to accept her, who, you know, not what I assumed and expected, you know, what I assumed and expected in my son, you know, get all of that out of my mind and just allow the spirit in him to be. And he's an awesome spirit. And if I can, real quick, the brother Joe Kelly brought up something, which was when he was talking about his father showing that emotional connection, and that's another thing I impart on my son. You know, that's very important. And it was something when he was saying that today. It registered with me something because I noticed when I take him to school, he's still in that state, and I'm trying, you know, because now I'm in the world. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's still affectionate. He's still this, but I'm like, oh man, we're in the world. Men can't do this. So that's something I got to check with myself. The brother was talking that, and I said, wow, wait a minute. He was trying to give me a hug. He's hugging me, holding me. And I said, hey, no, son, you're at school right now, man. Chill out on that.
Because that's important. So when you're saying chill out, is it because you don't want people to perceive your son as being vulnerable because you're showing affection, or I'm going to say it, but not from a spiritual perspective, so stay with me here. But you were worried that people are going to see you as a soft man for hugging your son.
No, it's the former. So it's like I'm already getting into that mental framework of inner city mentality that's setting him up. So you see what I'm saying? So in some kind of way, I have some work I got to do, because even though I'm a spiritual person, those things are still so ingrained. Like, well, I got to protect my son because he's going to be out here with these men child, and. And so he can't be perceived as being soft.
Right.
So that's some work right there. And this is a groovy conversation.
Right. And I think that is so powerful, that pressure and that fear that we don't talk about. I remember talking to a dad about that very same situation where he said, you know, I bring my son to school and we go hide behind a bush because he wants to give me a hug goodbye. And he's like, what kind of message is that? You know, he's just waiting for the cops to show up. Hide behind a bush with a little boy. But it's like that, you know, that the power of that fear, that homophobia, that, you know, is so intense. And we so seldom talk about it or acknowledge how much work it is to break out of it. And even when we're being conscious and intentional, it still takes a lot of work.
Yes.
You know,
because
it's so ingrained.
You know, it is. And what I love about what Shande was, when he was sharing his experience, was, you know, it's the fact that there are fathers who feel exactly the same way Shanda feels, but weren't aware enough, not as a judgment, they weren't in tune
right.
enough to catch that they are setting their son up to fail. And even Ashanda's story about what he had to do when it came to parenting, I can hear there's a spiritual groundedness, but there's some men who are not spiritually grounded, so they miss the cues, the signals, or the reflections that come back to them, and it could be just, I'm trying to protect my son to be a man.
Right.
And I want to talk about that, but before we go a little bit in that direction, let me take a call. I've got Antoine who wants to share some thoughts. Hey, Antoine, he's calling from Bermuda? Bermuda, yes. Let's see. Hold on, Antoine. Okay, there you are. Are you there? Antoine. Actually, maybe it's not you. I see this thing spinning around. Okay, so we'll come back to you, Antoine, because something's going on with my studio here. I don't know if it's my studio or the connection or whatever, but we'll come to you. Let's see. We still got time. Well, let's go to this area about, you know, because just picking up from what Shanda said, there are fathers who are committed to being great fathers, but they don't have the spiritual groundedness or just the awareness. Because I don't necessarily want to say, well, I can say spiritual groundedness, spiritual awareness. How do we go about helping men who really want to protect their children? I mean, I know we're talking about boys, their children, their daughters, because definitely this conversation is going to continue. So we're going to move real slow. I'm not going to try and do everything in one show here. How do we support fathers to be there for their boys, even while the reflection that's coming back to them scares the mess out of them? What can we start to do? How can we be supportive in order to bridge the disconnection that we were talking about? Kasembe, let me come to you.
Well, I learned so much in these discussions. This is incredible. I love this. So much information coming through. Well, real quick, if I can say that, you know, I'm not a father, but I am an uncle. And matter of fact, my nephew's first birthday is this Saturday, this Sunday, actually, the 17th. We're going to celebrate on Saturday. And what I had to do was I went on ahead and before he was born, and I reached out to his Godhead and communicated with his spirit to figure out why he was coming, what he was bringing, he was, and what he was meant to be.
Can you break down what you mean when you say his Godhead? Because people are trying to kind of,
in
a simple
his
term.
Higher self.
Okay, got it.
Ori in Yoruba.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the reason I did that was just to, you know, kind of prepare the way or at least give him some assistance as to who he is and what his destiny is and what he came here to do. And in doing that, a couple things. He has a lot of metal, M-E-T-T-L-E, a lot of metal, a lot of passion. And you see that all, I see that all on him already. We kind of nicknamed him the Little Hulk. When he starts crying, he gets his arm straight down. He looks like he's about to explode. So what that has forced me to do, though, is I said, okay, he's coming in with a lot of force. And what he's coming to do is he's actually coming as a maverick. He's coming as a mystical maverick. So one of my charges is to mold and direct that aggressive force and energy. Because he doesn't like to be put in a box. So he's not very patient. Now, I have been known to be very impatient. So all of a sudden, I've got to be patient because I've got to teach my child to be patient. I've got to teach my nephew to be patient. I think that kind of what has been said is that I think that first and foremost, we need to get fathers to look at themselves honestly and to accept where they are and determine where they want to go and how where they want to go can affect their sons. Easier said than done, but I think that's one of the ways we've got to do it.
I wanted to say, what kind of things can we do to help fathers do that?
I think that let me say that I think that being part of a community, and this, I'm not sure if this is answering your question or not, but being part of communities that actually help in terms of rites of passages, mm-hmm. communities of men, to actually be around other boys and other men to help them through the transition and recognizing where they are and make that transition from boyhood to manhood is important. I think that, is that answering your question?
I'm not sure. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, because, there's some men who want to show up, and they may not have grown up with the experience of being affectionate, or even if they did, because there's something about an experience. You can talk about something, but when we experience, right. It's a whole different conversation. So I just wanted to hear what you men have to say. Are you completely
quite open?
Go ahead, Kasembe.
Just to complete that thought, there is here in Atlanta, Georgia, there's a wonderful organization that I was a part of. It's called Ndugu and Nzinga, and it is indeed a rites of passage organization. It's an African-centered rites of passage organization located in the Atlanta University Center on Clark Atlanta University's campus, headed by a wonderful, wonderful brother. His name is Dr. Daniel Omotosho Black. And they actually take men and women through a journey, what they call a journey. It is an initiation process, actually instilling several principles to help them make that transition from child to adult, to young adult. So I think that organizations like that, again, you don't have to do it all yourself, can really help you.
Right.
Let me
keep it at that. Let's go to Joe, because I know Joe's got something. I wanted to kind of talk. Go ahead, Joe.
Sure. Sure. I was going to say, and Don Wolf mentioned this before about holding his daughter as a newborn and, worrying about protecting her from the predators and stuff. And that's a story I've heard from so many different kinds of fathers from so many different backgrounds. It's this fear, and it kind of gets condensed into this idea of I'm going to have a shotgun out on the front porch the first guy mm-hmm. first time a guy comes calling on my daughter. And I think one of the things we fathers can do is to unpack that story a little bit, that fear, and look at that. I think of that shotgun on the front porch thing as a parable, and you look at, well, what am I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid my daughter's going to be harmed or violated in a way I can't prevent or fix. And and think of what's the boy experiencing. What he's experiencing is, here is this man who represents what it means to be a man in my community, and he's not seeing me as a person. He's seeing me as a predator, as a thing, as an object. And he's communicating that the way to deal with issues around women is fear or to threaten violence. And what I think we as fathers need to do is to take an honest look at our own experience as young men and as adolescents, and to look back and say, what I challenge dads who tell that story is, say, look, and I'll say, why do you have that fear? And they say, well, because I was a teenage boy once, and all I wanted to do was score. And I challenge that. I say, wait a minute, that's not all you wanted. That's not all you thought about as a teenage boy. Come on. Be real. Get back and look at, what were the struggles you had in, the emotional struggles and the logistical struggles you had in developing relationships with your peers as friends and romances. And do you remember the emotional and psychological excitement of falling in love or asking a girl to kiss you? Let's take a more whole look at what our own experiences were like as boys. That's a really valuable thing that we can do to help enlighten ourselves, to make us feel more potent and capable as parents, but also as men in the community who then can be attractive to boys and other men, who can respond to the resonance we're having about understanding that we're continuing to grow as human beings
And that's our job as men.
Yes, indeed. We're going to take a break, but before we do that, I just kind of want to wrap it up. Well, not wrap it up, just kind of, you know, just share what's coming up for me as I listen to you. And Antoine, we're going to come to you after the break. This thing about fear comes up a lot, you know, parenting and fear coming up, or parenting from a place of fear and trying to protect our children, one son, a daughter. And earlier, Don Wolf, and Don Wolf, I had to mute you. Nothing personal. It was just there was echo coming with your phone. So, but we'll come back to you as well. The thing about disconnection between the young generation and the older generation. I think it's sort of, he'll call back. Joe just got dropped for some reason. But that disconnection between the younger generation, and I want to really unpack that when we come back. Well, we're going to take a break. Do celestial moment, and then let's talk about how we can address the fear in ourselves. And Ashande spoke to her earlier that he saw the fear that he was projecting based on the conditioning, and what he's saying, there's some work that needs to be done. But I want us to go deeper there, and how we can even support our sisters, our mothers, our wives in raising the boys, and that we are accountable. So we're going to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And if you call in, you have a question or thought or something you want to share, make sure you press 1 on your keypad, on your phone, that is. Otherwise, we'll just take it that you're listening. If you can't call in because you're somewhere, you know, maybe you're at work or something, and you're not really supposed to be on the phone, you can post your questions or comments on the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, or the Life Conversations Radio fan page, like page. You may like the both of them or just one of the two. So just post your questions there, and we'll get to it. And even though I haven't asked my brothers, but I know they're open. We're going to continue the conversation. It's got next month, but we still got some more time. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break. We'll be right back. And how do we raise boys to become men? We become the change we want to see. We'll be back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. Come on now. Let's work together.
Soul Power Live presents Embracing Love Retreat. It's a wellness event to inspire women to embrace your most important treasure, you. This two-day event will include therapeutic massage, a concert, healthy living presentations, exhibitors, and more. So much more fun, November 15th through the 17th at Dolce Atlanta Peachtree, 201 Aberdeen Parkway, Peachtree City, Georgia. For more information, soulpowerlive.com.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, Life Coach Ade. My friends are here. We're having a conversation about raising boys to men and sometimes even raising the boy within us to become a spiritually mature adult. Kasembe Aben is here. He's a certified Reiki master. Ashande is a practitioner at the Center for Spiritual Living. Joe Kelly is an author. And Don Wolf, a.k.a. Gregory Ewoods, is a musician, social activist, and keeper of stories. Right now, we're going to do Celestial Moment and then continue the conversation. And we're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And if they're particularly mothers, and I don't know if today we'll get to this point, this particular topic that just popped in my head, I think it is absolute BS when people say a woman can never raise a boy to be a man. I think it is it's bullshit. Yeah. Nah, I'm not even trying to dress it up. You may disagree with me, that's fine. But I think it is rubbish. Let's bring on Celeste. Hello, Celeste. How are you? Where's Celeste? I can't find Celeste. Oh, there she is, right there. Whew, all these numbers here, making my eyes go.
Yes. I know. Hi, my coach today. Hello, gentlemen. You guys are rocking and rolling. And the Celestial Moment is dedicated to the powerful masculine energy of men coming together to discuss raising out little boys. To men. Yes. And I have to give a shout out to Joe Kelly because I made up my mind to go this route, but he has in the chat room Joe Kelly 12 and Joe Kelly 3 calling you out. Can you pay close attention to these next words? Are you ready, Life Coach today?
Let's
can you
do
hear
it.
Me? All right. All right. Wonderful.
Yes,
okay, guys. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. Today, being Wednesday, belongs to Archangel of Healing Raphael and is also shared with an African Orisha by the name of Oya, who is the goddess of change and transformation. They say she destroys what you no longer need. The energy of the day is 3, but we're going to play with the number 12, which equals 3 when you add 1 plus 2. We have 12 signs of the zodiac for Western culture. The 12th astrological sign is Pisces, and it reminds of the gift of sacrifice when we surrender to our higher selves to serve all of humanity. 12 also shows up as the porcupine in medicine cards. This sweet animal reminds us of childlike joy and innocence. 12 also shows up as the Hanged Man in tarot cards, and that's where we're going to put our spotlight. In traditional tarot, the Hanged Man is a Norse god by the name of Odin. Yes, Thor's the thunder god father. But the warrior father, who is king in the movie, has very little to do with his mythic story. He is a seeker and a giver of wisdom. While most heroes' journeys are filled with action and adventure, this Norse god made his claim to fame by stopping his actions for 9 days to go on an inner quest to learn esoteric knowledge. We find him hanging upside down from a tree, and his legs make a 4. 4 is about groundedness and stability, and let's not forget the number 4 is the emperor, also in tarot cards. A light illuminates from his crown once the initiation is complete. He finally lets go, and through his sacrifice of physical activity, he is finally free. Imagine receiving your soul's desire because you decided to chill out and go within. Sounds counter to what we know with all our frantic pacing, but there is clearly a sign for us. When we still the mind, the heart has a chance to open, and from this vantage point, we have the ability to see our life's challenges from a fresh perspective. We come into the world head first, and spending time with the hanged man reminds us of this fact. As we surrender to the unknown and release our ego struggles, we get to experience our own light. We are finally still enough to hear divine guidance, and with these whisperings, we get down from the tree and start moving in the world as the person we always wanted to be and share those gifts with our girls and our boys. And that's the story of three, told through the number 12 Hanged Man in Tarot. All is well. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. And I see the questions from Evolving Namaste. I must have picked that up intuitively.
Indeed. Impressive, Life Coach today.
Yeah, you know, what can I say? I'm connected to the one. Hey, I'm not trying to be proud to both. I'm just saying what is.
All right, talk your to destiny. You later. Ciao.
That's right. Yes, thank you. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Got a little bit of technical issues going on here. Let me see if I can bring on Antoine and we continue the conversation. We do have a question in here, so my brothers, you can reflect on this question if I can pull it up. But I'm going to, so here's the question I want you to, well, actually, no, let's just do it one at a time. Just don't do that to them. You know these brothers, they're deep in wisdom. You're going to trigger so much. Okay, let's go to Antoine and bring on Kasembe. Hey, Antoine, how are you doing? Ashande and everybody else.
Greetings, my brother.
Antoine?
And greetings to your panel.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome.
Yes,
what are your
brothers.
Thoughts?
Brother, I believe it's Don Wolf. I knew you as your earthly name, but we sat together on a panel on my show in the past. It's a pleasure to be sitting with you again.
Oh, yeah. Blessings.
Blessings, brother. And again, blessings to the Audi brothers that are sitting on the panel. You know, I've been sitting here, I've been listening to this discussion, and there are a number of things that have popped into my mind, and one of them, and let me say something first. I mean no disrespect to anyone of any particular ethnic background or anything. I just bring forward what is before us, and I come forward in truth. And yes, there is partly my own opinion in this, but I always come from a foundation of truth. One of the things that the first question we must ask ourselves is, do we want to raise a boy to become an adult, which means a generic term, in a generic way, or do we want to raise a boy to become a man? Then the next question we have to ask ourselves is, what is the definition of a man in Western society, and what is the definition of a man in, how can I put this, in a traditional viewpoint? Now, when I say traditional, I'm not only speaking from an African perspective, but also other peoples of ancient times that have come through and brought forward a balanced human being. One of the things that was mentioned earlier, and I cannot remember the brother's name, he mentioned the Rites of Passage program. I myself am planning an organization for, which is focusing, I shouldn't say planning, but bringing forward. I'm just waiting for one thing to happen now, but a men's resource center, because I did realize that the biggest challenge, and not only in my country of Bermuda, Antoine,
let me jump in because of time. I really want you to condense the comment or the question because you've raised quite a few here. Raising the boys to adult or man. Kind of condense the point because I want to get to as many. There's so many things that I got written down here.
Okay. Basically, what I'm saying is this. Having looked at the situation, myself personally, over the past 6 years, looking at the situation that we're dealing with in the Western culture, the biggest challenge is centered around males. And I use the word males intentionally, because we're living in a time now where we don't have the rites of passage programs like the brother had mentioned earlier. Very important. If you look at any other culture outside of the Western cultures, you will find rites of passage programs as part. I shouldn't say programs, but a way of life. We're sitting here, and I've heard again. I appreciate and respect everything that has been brought forward, but we've got to look at those things. Those three things are very important. And to make a comment, and everyone's opinion is respected. To comment on what you said just before the break, Adi, I agree with you that a woman. I agree with your comment, but with to a certain extent, we've got to look at the fact that we can a woman cannot raise a boy to be a man by herself. And neither can, as the brother had pointed out, when his wife came into the picture, there was more of a balance that was brought about because there was a woman on the scene. A woman cannot raise a boy to be a man by herself, as a man cannot raise a daughter to be a woman by himself. So I think that when we look at that statement, we have to look at it clearly. It has to be a joint venture. So I could go further, but as you requested, I'll stop there.
Thank you. And I'm going to throw some of those points. We've got another caller to – thank you, Antoine. Yes, I agree that there is a balance when there's a father or mother there. But what I am – my main point about a woman cannot raise a boy to become a man is if the woman is by herself and she doesn't have – that other person, she can indeed do it. Of course, like anything else, when we have somebody else, it is easier. But the idea, we can all share different points of view here, but I believe that a man can raise a daughter to be a wonderful woman, and so can a woman raise a boy to be a wonderful woman. We've seen it. We hear it. Even Ashande on the phone talked about what he learned from his mother. But, you know, and I'm just going to throw it open to my guests, my brothers, and let's see, to make this orderly based on time, let me go to Ashande. Ashande, anything you want to add to what Antoine shared with us?
I agree with a lot of what Antoine said. I kind of differ with the opinion about the woman raising the son, because I do think you got to have that masculine vibration there, because my mom did have the fortitude to have my uncle who, you know, and that's why when Kazembe talks about his nephew, it took me right back to the wisdom I gained from my uncle, just being a straightforward, you know, man. You know, certain things, not to take shit, you know, stand your ground, read, you know. When other cats was talking about doing the drug game, my uncle was like, yo, it's in the books. It lies hidden. And just to see this man, because he was a man, you know, a man's man, but his whole energy was around wisdom and learning. And when it came time to be street, he could go there too. So that was a big help in me just navigating the world. But other than that, you know, I agree with the brother, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and let me just clarify my point a little bit, you know, maybe expand it some more. And you've said it, Ashande. I'm not saying, I mean, clearly none of us are ever raised by ourselves anyway. You know, we could be raised. I love what Joe said. He said the pornification of our society. I've never heard that phrase before. Like, pornification? Wow. But I get it. Either way, we're being raised by somebody. But if a mother is by herself and she's okay, maybe behind that statement what people are saying is she needs to reach out and include other men. I sit corrected. But I think, you know, just as I'm sharing, we have to be responsible for what we are sharing with people who are struggling, that, yes, involve other men, involve
yeah.
other women in raising your children. So let me go to Joe Kelly. Joe, any thoughts about what you heard, or maybe other thoughts that you want to share about this whole thing about raising boys to men?
I guess based on the stories I've heard through all the years from men and women, I think a woman can raise a man successfully, can raise a woman successfully, and a man can raise a man or a woman successfully. And I agree. We all have other influences. It's obviously easier if we, you know, the more positive ones we have than ever. But at the bottom is, I don't think any child is doomed if he
mm-hmm.
lacks a father or a mother or a grandparent or an aunt or an uncle. We as human beings have such incredible resilience. And the research is pretty convincing that kids who have just one person who consistently believes in them and is there for them over a period of time can be resilient in the face of all kinds of horrible things. So the more I do work on fathering and men and families, the less I care about gender.
I know that's right.
You know, because the way I put it is, the way I think about it is, you know, if I look at my daughters who are now 33 years old, I think it matters less to them that they were raised by a man or a woman and a woman than it does that they were raised by Joe Kelly and Nancy Groover, who were these two people, these two individuals who had their own set of experiences and flaws and passions. And yes, gender is part of who these two people are, but it's not all of who these two people are. And that's what counts with our children, is what are we bringing to them as individuals and as communities. And that to me is the dominant thing, more than whether or not, you know, whether I've not, I've got a Johnson or not, you know.
You just have a way of catching me off guard wherever I have a Johnson. That's a good one.
I couldn't remember Don Wolfe's word. I wanted to use
it. Right. Yeah, Don Wolfe said tallywhacker.
Tallywhacker.
And I'm going to go to Don Wolfe before I come to Kasembe and then bring on Tanya. But, yes, I mean, because Antoine is communicating with me. No, I didn't take any offense to what you said. I just really want you to know. But this sometimes that there are ideas that we take on board and we use as parents for our parenting skills, but we don't give ourselves the opportunity to see what is behind that. Yes, there must be a balance. There's got to be a balance. We've got to find a balance within ourselves, the masculine and the feminine. And yes, but there's a situation where fathers are not around. There's a situation where mothers are not around. And I'm just simply saying that don't place the burden, and I'm not just talking to you, Antoine, I'm talking generally. Let's not place the burden on a mother or father who are so-called by themselves, but encourage them enough that, you know, they can do their part and be open to the support of community. And I don't know if we'll have – well, we can talk a little bit – we won't have time to talk about community today, but maybe talk a little bit about rights of passage. And since we brought up Don Wolfe, I want to bring Don Wolfe here to share his thoughts about, you know, mothers raising boys, and then I go to Kasembe and then bring on Tanya. Go ahead, Don Wolfe. Sorry, I had to mute you because your phone is creating some echo. There's so much energy coming from you.
That does happens with my computers, too.
Is that okay?
You hit me with a lot, Ade.
I know.
Come at me again.
This is what I want you to, I know. I get so inspired. I'm trying to not to share too much so you guys can share. But this is what I would say. What is your thoughts? What are your thoughts about actually, you know what? Because we're already talking about it, and here's a question from a friend of mine, and let me go here. And because it is what we're talking about, but this is how she framed it. She said, blah, 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 da, da, where is it? Oh, there it is. She said, do you have any thoughts on the role of women play on raising boys to men? what I said before the break is the idea of saying a woman cannot raise a boy to be a grounded, spiritually spiritually matured man, I think it's rubbish. I said it differently, but I think it's rubbish. And now she's asking, what are your thoughts on the role of women, the role of women in raising boys to men? So if you just speak to that, because they're linked in kind of what Antoine shared as well.
Oh, I see. When I hear the question and the spirit of the words, I have to be very still and remember that I'm in the United States, and a lot of the pure forms of things have been distorted throughout mm-hmm. history, that it puts people into defensive modes. Masculine energy, feminine energy, are in its pure form, have certain instructions to it that's unique and distinct from the other. What happens here in the United States is there has been so much distortion, there's been so much abuse, and there's been so much play on words, so much taking, that as a survival tool, people have been forced to do a number of things that they, had they been in their own traditional societies, would not have to do. And so I have to remind myself of that to understand the spirit of why you, for example, or they would say what you say, because often as a man on national television, because that seems to be our great storyteller, there are so many angry women who are saying those same words, but it's a dismissiveness that comes where they're, for decades, were shunting men to the side as if they weren't important. And you will never get those men who felt that sting when they were young men to support the idea that women can raise them. The other side of it is that women can raise boys and they can raise girls. But when you come into the particulars of a boy raised by a woman and a boy raised by a man, it's very clear what is the pieces that are missing when you're coming from the perspective of a man who is deeply invested into the mysteries of what a man is. And on the other hand, when you have a sacred woman deeply invested into the feminine energy and what it is and has evolved to the place of the sacred feminine, what she puts inside of a child is vastly different from someone who is working from very crude elements and unfairly is in a situation with poverty and everything that goes with it to raise her children and protect them at the same time, and trying to be in two and three places at the same time when she can. So you keep mm-hmm. getting different results. But women can, by themselves, raise their children, but they always do it the best. What we want to have established, and this is the importance of the rites of passage ceremonies, not the programs, the ceremonies, because in programs there's always, my experience has been, rites of passage programs have the academic approach. Rites of passage is not the academic, it's a ceremony that includes the intellect and the spirit. And the thing that will restore the balance is what is how we design in the context of these times in relationship to what was before, the ceremonies to restore the balance between the male and the female. How we do that is dependent upon those of us whose spirit has said, this is what you should do.
Right.
And because those ceremonies are there, they're still here on the earth. But I think that the most, I don't want to say the most important, but what is profoundly important is women reestablishing their connections with the old rituals for their bodies, because The painful thing and the painful truth, I'm just going to say in the United States, is more often than not, women are disconnected from their wombs and they're trying to raise their children with that disconnection. It's abnormal. And if you can see the energy bodies of people, and you watch them, I see them all the time, hundreds every day. It is the strangest thing to watch women's energy bodies when they're distorted, because they are not in relationship with their womb. And what they believe and feel about their womb has been dictated by men who have other and often nefarious reasons for telling them what they tell them about their bodies. And that is what's teaching and informing our young men. Lastly,
yes.
Because what I find out over the past decades is that these boys who are coming up in homes, in very well-off and poor homes, almost every group I've ever done, these boys who are raised mostly by women, whoever they have money or not, it doesn't matter. There's two things that always come out. One is you have to deal with their disrespect towards women, and two, they don't understand and cannot perceive the inconsistencies that they hold that will, on the one hand, say, I love my mother, and on the other hand, every woman is a bitch and a whore, and they will, and I will always have boys, and if I have boys and girls, without fail, whether I'm in the church or not, I'm looking at boys who are sitting across from girls that they have raped and girls who have been raped by the boys, and no one knows what to do with it because that's the subject that Americans don't want to deal with. And that tells the story of what we're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Let's just take a deep breath on that. Because, no, I get it. I understand. I mean, the idea of rites of passage and what is coming up for me as I even look at this, as I just be with this conversation we're having, is the disconnection between communities. We've become isolated and tried to be independent, and we're leaving each other behind. And, you know, there's so much that Don Wolf brought up. And, yes, it's going back to, in a way, it's going back, but it's really going to the wisdom that we already know, even though sometimes we don't know how to apply it. But if we have communities, if we set up communities, it can support us in being fully present with those who are afraid, those who have learned the art of parenting, because parenting is the highest form of spiritual practice. It's not easy. Let me go to Kasembe, and Tony, I'm going to come to you after that. Kasembe, your thoughts about, let's stay with the role that women play in raising boys.
Man, what Brother Don Wolf said was so profound, and I agree with everything. In particular, the whole rites of passage programs, which I had kind of brought up earlier, and though I say program, I want to reiterate his truth, which was, those programs, they're not effective unless they indeed do involve some sort of spiritual ceremony that reconnects or connects that child to the ancestors and that culture from which they're coming from. That is imperative. It's not going to be effective without that, period. And I don't care if that culture is Celtic, Native American, African, I don't care what it is, Asian, but there's got to be a connection to that child's culture. In terms of women raising boys to men, I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. And I absolutely do believe it is important, but just also, as Don Wolf said, once you get to the core esoterics of the energetic differences between male and female, man and woman, you do need a male to address those and a female to address those things respectively. However, as far as this society is concerned, it can be done, and me, as being raised by my mother, who I adored and who I respect incredibly. One of the things I learned from her was a sense of integrity, a type of sensitivity and respect for women. Because I love my mother and my grandmother, I just was raised with a sense of respect that other women have noted within me. And I know that's because of the way I was raised by my mother and my grandmother. Being aware, being sensitive in a certain respect. I think those are things that that women can impart to their young boys, to their sons. But I think that there needs to be that balance as well of allowing that boy, young man, to find out who he is and to be who he is. But I think that's important with any child that you're raising. But particularly with men, with that aggressive force, the force that we're born with, which allows us to impregnate a woman, which gives us this strength, a certain type of strength
That strength needs to allow to be able to breathe. So I think that's very important. Breathe, but with a sense of control, but it still needs to be able to breathe. So I'm gonna leave that with that.
Yes, I'm going to go to Tanya, and then when I come back to you, gentlemen, maybe 1 minute to talk about, even though it's nowhere near enough time. But so we're going to continue the conversation, because part of what triggered this for me is the feeling that I've always had where young girls are kind of raised and protected. They're treated like flowers, and they are. But the boys are taught to go out there and sow their oats. And so, you know, there's such a disconnect in that. So next month, we're going to have a conversation around, you know, supporting young boys to express themselves, their emotional self. Somebody's phone is doing a lot of noise. But let's go to Tanya. Hey, Tanya, how are you doing? Glowing gooch.
I am doing great today. I just wanted to say hello to everyone that's on the panel, and thank you so much, because I am a part of the community that has listened to Don Wolf. I have listened to you, and I am a woman raising a boy to be a man. You know, his father, we were married for a long time. We're divorced now. We've been divorced for 6 years. But the thing that I had to look at, I had a lot of anger toward my sons, toward my ex-husband. And you cannot raise your boys on the anger you have for their father.
Right.
I also learned he comes from a home. I come from a single-parent home. He came from a home with a mother and father, but it was certain things that his father didn't show him. So you just have to come together, you have to forgive, and you have to not be willing to sacrifice your children for the anger you have toward the other parent. And I'm so proud. I just told my son last week, he graduates from high school in June. He's already picked his college out. And I just told him I'm so proud of the man that he is becoming. But that also came from me and his father coming and forgiving each other and being able to parent. You can parent not being in the same home, just like you cannot parent being in the same home. And I thank you, I thank Don Wolf, because a lot of anger that I had in me, I started listening to you all. And I deal with his father better, because we as women a lot of times, we don't want to listen to what a man has to say. We cut him off, we don't listen. And when we cut you all off, you all cut us off, because you don't tell us what you were going to tell us. The first relationship my son has ever had with a woman is with me. I'm his mother. I have to nurture him. I have to show him how to treat a woman. And then also I have to watch the way I let men treat me.
That's a whole show right there.
So I'm going to leave it at that. And I thank you all, and keep on doing what you're doing, because I'm truly listening, and I am raising a man.
Much respect.
Thank you, darling.
Much respect.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Tanya. I appreciate you. Oh, my God. I love when I catch an idea, right? And I think, yeah, let's do that. And when the idea starts to unfold, it blows me away, because I'm like, whoa. I know it's a big topic, but experiencing this conversation, it's like, wait a minute. Do we have enough time? Can we cover this? But, you know, it is what it is. So if you're just joining us, maybe just joining in the conversation and you're loving it, well, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Adair Radio Show. We're here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, and we have conversations like this, conversations about reminding us of who we are, becoming spiritually aware, connecting with nature so we can be of service and become a beneficial presence to others. And all the shows are archived as well. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com to find out more information. I have Kasembe Abena, who is an energy worker, a channeler. He's just a spiritually grounded brother who is seeking to be more. Ashande, a practitioner at the Centers for Spiritual Living.
and urban mystic, spiritual activist, Joe Kelly, an author, a grandfather, a man who believes in healing the relationship of family and making a difference in confronting our own fears as fathers. And you know, just so we all benefit. And Don Wolf, a.k.a. Gregory E. Woods, the social activist, the keeper of stories. And we're going to see, you know, we'll talk later after the show or send them an email and kind of see if we can do a show next month. But I want to continue this conversation and maybe even up to, you know, we'll see what happens. So as we get ready to release the show, I want to ask you gentlemen, and also if you can just let people know how they can find you. What is it I want them to know again? What they want to do? Oh, right, here it is. It's gone out of my head. But it's really about, here it is. Thank you, I'm glad that came back to me. Can you leave us with some information, particularly what we men can do to heal our own fears, our own sense of disconnection, in order to be able to pass on what we are learning from that place of healing? I know that's a long question, but I want you to kind of narrow it down to maybe, let's see, 1 minute-ish. So let's go to Kasembe. How do we heal ourselves as men so we can support our boys to be okay to be sensitive, sensitive in the sense that being in touch with their emotions and be vulnerable? What do we need to do as adults? Go ahead.
I think that's a good question. I think that the heart heals when it's true. So I think one of the things is kind of what we're doing right now, which is talking men amongst men. And I think that the first step is finding men that you trust, family, community, et cetera, and really sharing your heart, sharing your deepest truths, your deepest fears. And you'll find out that a lot of your fears, you're not the only one, and that not only will you find a place of solace and refuge and support, but you'll find wisdom as well. So I think that's the first step. That's my short answer, but I think that's very, very important.
Yes. Because I think that's really the root of it, and that whole thing about community. And I think next show we'll talk more about how we can support boys to be vulnerable and continue the conversation, really. Ashanda, your thoughts about what we can do as men, and especially using your example. I really love that when you say when you hug your boy, you start to feel like, hey, we're out in public. And because you identified in you that you didn't want to raise a boy who is, I don't know if you use the word soft, but yeah, that's just what I'm saying now. What can we do as men to heal that part of ourselves so we can support our boys to be spiritually grounded, matured men?
Well, first of all, to be transparent so you can catch that. So just touching on what Kazembe was talking about, that transparency, you know, so you can catch when you're slipping into darkness, you know, so you can catch that and get up out of that, you know, and know that your children's glory is only based on as much as you're tapping into the grace that you are and that they are. So if you acknowledge that, you rolling with that, then, hey, everything, it will be all right.
Everything, don't worry. Okay, well, I won't break into
that.
That's
it, about it.
Because every little thing, Don Wolf, going to be all right. Don Wolf.
There's a lot of answers.
I know.
But one of them I would share is as unlearning everything that you know. And another thing is to be that example. Mm-hmm. And if this question comes up again, I'll tell you a short story because I've learned how to be the example, because many of the young men don't have the example. So one of the things I do, maybe I should say it's a practice, but when I'm in public, I approach men and young fathers in particular, give them a word, and I give them permission to be vulnerable in public to their children, white and black. And my short answer is be the example, but what's very important is that exchange. You have to, particularly when you get older, you have to reach out and touch these men. I always shake their hand or I touch them on the shoulder, and I speak in the spirit of a father, and without exception, these young men will always respond because they often don't know what the sound of a father's voice is. I don't care how violent they are. The sound of a father's voice will quell a raging fire.
Yes. Yes. Stop me from talking. Like, oh, let's just take that in. And so true on so many levels. Thank you. Let me go to Joe Kelly. Not closing words, but because I definitely want to continue this conversation. But, Joe, what's bubbling up for you? And
oh, wishing I could repeat everything that I just heard. That's wonderful. I think, you know, I think the touch is so important. You know, being that touch with our voice and with our hands, like Don Wolf just talked about, the idea of transparency, being honest about what we're experiencing, and fellowship. Fellowship is just so key, and it's so hard to find. Well, I don't know. It's not so hard to find. It's so hard for men to have the courage to grasp it and participate in it. So, you know, taking responsibility for being honest and reaching out to our fellows in fellowship. That, you know, and it's gonna take a long time. It's gonna take generations, but we can't give up.
And that's why we're here. That's why children are still being born. This thing, I mean, even though sometimes I say, you know, people, we say back in the day. Well, maybe, but if back in the day things were so great, maybe there's a new level
of
development.
But how do we end up here?
Exactly. I get it. That's the thing. It's like, okay. And once we have the awareness that back in the day they did it better, well, let's just go with that. Now, how do we become what it used to be like back in the day that we can now pass that forward so our children, our grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren can say, back in the day, this is what we did. Joe, how can people find out more about your work and what you do? So it is
well, fun. Sure. First, Don Wolf, repeat what you said about the sound of a father's voice can quell...
Can quell a raging fire.
Okay, thank you. I wanted to write that down. That's so powerful. People can reach me at Joe, J-O-E, at thedadman.com. And my website is Joe Kelly, J-O-E-K-E-L-L-Y, only one E in the Kelly, joekelly.org.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you, my friend, for all the work you're doing. And hopefully
vice versa.
You're available
Thank
next
you.
Month. Yes, hopefully you're available next month, and we can talk about that, and we want to continue the conversation. Don Wu, how can people contact you? How can they tap into the wisdom of your stories?
Well, for those who've met me, sometimes if you stand between two trees and inhale deeply, you can call me through your spirit, and I'll hear you. And other times, Facebook is good because I'm having the hardest time doing email. For the past 2 years, I've barely looked at my email. What is it? My Christian name, Gregory E. Woods, or is it facebook.com/keeper of stories? I believe that's what it is. But in the fall, it's easier if you stand between the two trees.
It's just easy. I know that's right. Especially when a father is trying to figure out what to do with their son. Just tap into Don Wolf. Just tap into his energy. Find a tree and hug it. That's right. Like, woo, he's weird. Yes, that's right. And Ashende, how can people connect with you? People say, well, I want to hear more of what that brother had to say.
Brother Don Wolf, you can get me at Facebook, but I also encourage people to come to 7225 Guidance Church on 7225 Crenshaw Boulevard, and you can get some heavy, heavy knowledge from my master teacher, Dr. Nirvana. And you'll see powerful dads, powerful mothers, single, married, all of the above, and
Yeah, so that's it.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you, thank you. And last but not least, Kasembe Abena. How can people reach you?
You can also reach me on Facebook, Kazembe, C-A-Z-E-M-B-E, or you can email me at kazembethehealer@gmail.com. That's C-A-Z-E-M-B-E-T-H-E-H-E-A-L-E-R, kazembethehealer@gmail.com.
I just want to express, what were you saying, Kasembe?
I'm sorry, I just said I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay. I just want to express my deepest gratitude to all of you. Thank you, thank you for your wisdom, for saying yes to life, and always saying yes to the invitation to this conversation. I appreciate you. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Don Wolf, Ashande, and Kasembe. And trustfully, we can do it again next month.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Right on. Thank you. Peace.
And blessings.
Peace.
Oh, my God. That's right. Oh, my God. Oh, my goddess. Oh, my life. And listeners, thank you. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for your energy. I'm grateful. I am grateful for this life. And we're here for this perfect moment. There are no accidents. And we're simply here to multiply the consciousness of truth. And just keep doing what you're doing. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Work with your own judgment as a mother, judgments of fathers, your judgment as a father, judgment of others. Because when we work with ourselves, we get to be the healing answer to others. We need each other. We need to create community. We need communities where people can feel safe to express their fears. Until we create a space for people to feel safe to express their fears, their guilt, their shame, we're going to continue the same thing. And if you don't know how to do that, start by creating that space for yourself. When you're feeling guilty, when you're feeling ashamed, create a space for yourself, a compassionate space. And then we can, you energetically, you can send that out to the universe, to the planet, to mothers, the 16-year-old who is pregnant, the 14-year-old who is having sex. What's your judgment? Just want to remind you, wow, so grateful, so grateful. Today is Tuesday, right? I think. So is today Tuesday? No, today's Wednesday. I don't know what the matter. I just live one whole day that just goes into the other. So, yeah, today's Wednesday. Let's say it's Wednesday, man. Get it together. Don't forget to listen to 12radio.com. 12, the number 1, the number 2. 12radio.com tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern for the Encore presentation replay of The Sounds of Soul by yours truly, life coach Ade Anifowishe. That's 12radio.com. If you missed, and even if you didn't miss it, go listen again. It's a great show. I love listening to it. And that's not my ego talking. Also, make sure you join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, on Life Conversations Radio for the play experience. And, of course, Sunday we have Celeste, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on Life Conversations Radio. And then the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show is syndicated on Within Radio on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I can't even catch up. And, of course, on Saturday, you get to hear me live, kind of live, on 12 Radio, where I express myself soulfully through songs, through music, the sounds of soul on 12radio.com. That's it. All you got to do is tap in. This is Makua Ray. I'm out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Thank you for being part of my life. And I'll be back here on Life Conversations Radio on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. And I think that's J.D. Williams or Reverend Deborah Johnson. I don't know. Celeste, don't worry about it. Just come back and listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Makua Ray, tapped in. Find out more about us, lifeconversationsmedia.com. I'm out. Keep the blessings.
Love is a current of energy. Love is occurring right now. Love is a current of energy. Get tapped in. Love is a current of energy. Love is occurring right now. Oh, love is a current of energy. Get tapped in. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth, so my soul don't explode, yes. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you and it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.